In Oakland, California, the fatal shooting of an unarmed black man by a white transit policeman continues to cause unrest. For the first time, the officer has given his side of what happened, but much of the community is relying on what it's already seen. NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports.
Several train passengers caught the actual shooting on their cell phone cameras early New Year's Day. Officer Johannes Messerly, a two-year veteran, shot 22-year-old Oscar Grant in the back while the man was lying face down on a train platform. Messerly's defense attorney, Michael Raines, told Judge Morris Jacobson that the shooting was a tragic accident and that the officer mistakenly reached for his pistol when he meant only to shoot Grant with his taser. The judge sounded skeptical. He said Messerly appears willing to make up something that's not true to avoid consequences. Still, the judge set bail at $3 million. John Burris, an attorney representing the Grant family, says videotape of Grant's shooting doesn't support Messerly's defense.
At the time he was shot, he was on his stomach, his hands were behind him, and he was under control because the other officer was on his shoulder, so there was no basis. One, to use a taser, and number two, obviously no basis to bring out deadly weapons. And I think the court articulated that as well.
Much of the public has made up its mind based on the cell phone videos of the incident. Those pictures helped incite a riot in downtown Oakland. Just last week, another video surfaced, this one showing another BART officer punching what seems to be Oscar Grant in the face moments before Officer Messerly shot him. The pictures also pressured local authorities to arrest Officer Messerly. On the day District Attorney Tom Orloff charged him with murder, he acknowledged those pictures have created certain expectations in the community.
The videos are very powerful on what act was committed. The issue likely to be in this case is what was the mental state at the time that act was committed.
Police abuses caught on video often create incendiary situations. The most famous was 1991's Rodney King beating in Los Angeles. When four officers involved in that incident were acquitted, Los Angeles erupted in a week of riots. Now some worry that Oakland could face the same fate if Officer Messerly isn't convicted. But Steve Meister, a defense attorney who's represented cops in trouble, says Oakland authorities have caved in to public pressure.
This whole case, the way the DA has proceeded, the way the civic leadership in Oakland has proceeded, and the way the civic activists and citizens involved in this case in Oakland have proceeded, the whole thing strikes me as a politically correct lynch mob.
Meister says all the shocking videos don't tell us what transit officers were facing that night. That's important because under California law, first-degree murder is defined as a deliberate and premeditated killing. If the state can't prove Officer Messerly intended to kill Grant, the jury might go for manslaughter, says Kara Dansky, director of Stanford University's Criminal Justice Center.
Then that's really why mental state is key, because all of this hinges on what the state can prove with respect to what was going on in Officer Messerly's mind.
Whether it's murder or manslaughter, the real question is, will the officer be held accountable, says Oakland attorney John Burris.
You kill someone accidentally, you kill someone negligently, you kill someone intentionally, you kill someone with deliberation, there's a price to pay. And it's important for the community to understand that when a police officer engages in that kind of conduct, that it is not whitewashed, and that he likewise has to pay a price.
Still, Burris worries about the possible reaction if Messerly is convicted of something less than murder or is acquitted altogether. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.
You're listening to NPR News.